Cool. Actually, I'm going to start off by talking about a little kind of thing that Perry was saying, the way for us all to include in our hot seat, which is a little tip that something I just did, which I'd highly recommend, which was I went and had a Sozo session. Anyone know what Sozo is? Anyone not know what Sozo is? Okay, how to explain it, Perry?
Well, I did a financial Sozo seminar a year ago, and so this was the culmination of me spending the last 5 years of my life frantically searching for every kind of fix-your-head thing that I could find. And as far as being something that's reasonably accessible and available in a lot of places, you know, and not too complicated and not too expensive, it's like the best thing I've ever found. And you can go ninja, and you can go more sophisticated, and I can refer you to other people, but like, you know, if you want. And so basically it's a you can't fix your head, God can, sit down with a trained facilitator, let God fix your head. I mean, that's really what it is. And you don't have to be Christian, it'd probably help, but actually it might not even help, because Christians have all more garbage in their head than most people. You apparently either did it by Skype or found somebody in the UK.
No, first of all, I did the Sozo course. So as Perry said, it's like clear your inner head trash. It's basically like all the stuff that gets in our way, the beliefs that hold us back, which are like often the biggest obstacles most of the time to actually like growing the business. Is like what's in here that stops us. And the beliefs that we've kind of built up and the lives that we believe, basically. I watched the videos of the Sozo seminar. So Perry did a Sozo seminar last June, I think, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And you can access the videos.
It's $200.
Yeah, it's like nothing, yeah. So and then I went to go and see Margaret Nagib in Chicago. She's amazing. She's excellent.
She is, yeah, friggin' amazing. I flew her to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
To work with my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, Margaret, how much would it cost to, you know? I had a debate with Brian and my sister. Like, well, so my mom's in a memory care facility. She has dementia, and the conversation I had with them was, well, if you can get mom to pay attention to anything for more than like 6 minutes, good luck. Well, yeah, because when you talk to her, you know, I mean, you know how people with dementia are. Mm-hmm. And man, once she and Margaret locked in, no problem.
Wow.
Because she got like, mm-hmm, past the mental stuff, mm-hmm, to the spiritual stuff. Mm-hmm. And mom had no problem locking in, and they went. So like, I dropped Margaret off at 10 o'clock in the morning. I come back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I walk in the room. Mom looks up. She's like, this is amazing. And Margaret, so Margaret's trained. Margaret's a two-headed monster. So she's been trained by Bethel Church in Reading in this method, which is totally off the grid. This is not like, you would never get this in any psychology thing. But she also has a psychology degree, maybe a master's degree. I forget whether she has a PhD. She has all this clinical training, and she works in a women's eating disorders intervention clinic. So she works in one of these places where, you know, your daughter's down to 78 pounds, and you ship her over there, and you pay him $30,000, and like, will you please fix my daughter, because, you know, she's going to kill herself. So this is what Margaret does every day.
Mm. What's her last name again?
Nagib, N-A-G-I-B, and I can get your email. It's also on the Financial Sozo download page.
Yeah, that's right. And I imagine she does Skype as well.
Yeah, she does Skype.
Yeah. And I'm not Christian. I would have spiritually, and I perhaps just describe myself as a Buddhist or a Taoist, but. You know, I would just encourage anyone to just kind of put any kind of preconceived ideas to one side, because it just was huge for me. It really shifted some huge things. One of the things that came up was like kind of work having to be like struggle and kind of pushing yourself. And I had this kind of ingrained belief that in order to get anywhere, you have to have to struggle and you have to like kill yourself and you have to feel like, oh my god, this must be working because I'm feeling like shit. It's kind of like so, and then afterwards, I just kind of got this kind of message that was like, you know, you can have fun, you can create stuff and have fun at the same time, and you can kind of really be kind of pumping in all cylinders and make it enjoyable. So yeah, I would highly recommend it. I just felt really different afterwards. So that's my little tip.
Very common to have people say stuff like that. I would also say that you should never consider one to be like all you can get. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've probably gotten one every 3 or 4 months for the last 2 or 3 years, and like every time another big chunk of flotsam and jetsam, you know, gets swept out. And really, that general direction has been my biggest growth curve in the last few years, is really getting my belief system cleaned out, as opposed to, you know, the older I get, the less and less interested in I am in, like, oh, this really cool technique or this. Now, all that stuff is valuable, okay, and it works, and people will pay money for it, and it will spike your business. That's all fine. Nothing against it. But, man, if you can fix your life on a deeper level, like at a more foundational level, you don't need nearly as many Band-Aids to keep your jalopy going down the street.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go and see you again in September.
Yeah, that'd be great. And who knows, you know? Maybe you could actually get her now before you leave town. I have no idea, but yeah, so that's great.